Blog Talk Radio.
And happy Saturday, folks. Welcome to another episode of The Working Wife with me, your host, Myro Simpson. So this morning, we are going to talk about communication, but I don't want to talk about communication from the standpoint of what you normally hear. You know, I often hear people say communication is key to a happy marriage, relationship, whatever the case may be. And I sometimes feel like saying, I want to communicate something to you, all right. Communication is key. What exactly does that mean? No one ever fully describes what communication is key is. And so this morning I want to talk about productive and effective communication, all right? So we're not just talking about some arbitrary key, we're going to get a little bit specific here about what communication looks like if it's effective and productive within our relationships. Now, communication is definitely more than just two people talking and listening. Because if that's the case, then two people could be talking at the same time, and that might be communication. Two people could be listening, which is kind of weird if no one else is saying anything. One person could be talking and the other person is listening but not really hearing what is being said by the person speaking to them. So what effective and productive communication will require of you is to be open to hearing and understanding what your spouse, boyfriend, wife, girlfriend, significant other is really saying. And sometimes even more importantly, what they are not saying. Oh, yes. What isn't being said is sometimes much more important and telling than what the person is actually saying. And then, of course, there's the silence. And many of you can probably relate when I say that silence can speak volumes. So when you are having a conversation with someone, you have to deliberately process what you hear, what you don't hear, the silence in between, and make an intentional decision about how you will respond. Now, do you remember when we were kids and we'd say things like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Okay, that's just wrong. The tongue is definitely mightier than the sword, and once our words are out there, we can never pull them back. So no matter how many times you say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way, you misunderstood, once the words are out there, you cannot unspeak them. They are out there forever and a day, and the damage that they cause is sometimes irreparable. Now, in the heat of the moment, we tend to lose our mind sometimes. Okay, maybe it's just me. I'm not going to point fingers at you, but I can lose my mind and sometimes actually believe that I want to say things that I know are going to be most damaging, most hurtful, things that cause my husband to look at me with the side eye and then question whether or not what I said was because I was angry or was it what I was really feeling. I mean, think about it. How many times have you had an argument with your significant other and then later you regret what you said and you try to go back and you try to fix it, you try to make it right, you try to make it appear as though those words were never spoken, and you can tell just by the look in their eyes that they heard you, they believed you, and now there's some altering of that relationship not always for the good, or probably not for the good, especially when the words were negative and coming from a place that was intended to hurt the other person. Now, the other thing we tend to do when we get angry and we have our spats and arguments is we decide that we need to tell somebody. And usually we want to tell somebody because we need someone to validate us. We need someone to tell us that we were right, they were wrong, how dare they, and they owe us an apology. And that may not always be the case. But then we've gone out, we've talked to family, friends, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Google Hangouts. We're just telling anybody who will listen. And then guess what happens? A little time passes. We make up. The sex is a bomb. We're good. We're moving on. But now we have these other people who we've gone out and involved. And guess what? They're not good with it. They haven't moved on. And unfortunately, your negative and harsh words about your husband stay with them, and he is forever judged against the words you spoke. Your communication to and about your husband should always come from a place of love. Now, sometimes this is easier said than done, but trust me, it's always possible because it's a choice that you make. Now, I'm not saying that there won't be times when you call him a few choice names or think some ill about him or even wish it upon him, but you need to be mindful and careful of who's around and the impact that those words will have and the effect they'll have toward and on him. So I believe we've talked before about making sure that you have a confidant, someone who you can trust. For me, if I need to figure out some things, work through some things, and I know that my words about my husband may not be 100% positive, I have identified a strong Christian married woman who never makes me feel bad about who I am or what I've done. Don't get me wrong. She corrects me and lets me know when my behaviors are not acceptable. But she also makes sure that she helps me to stay whole and intact so that I can really think about what it is I need to do next to go back and make things right or better within my marriage. So question, Iroh, how do you achieve effective and productive communication with your husband? So I've outlined 8 steps. Not necessarily steps, 8 things that have worked for me. They're in no particular order, but I wanted to share them with you today. So, 1, I talk to my husband daily. You know, I recommend that you make the time just to talk about nothing. You know how we used to do it when we were kids, you're on the phone in the wee hours of the night, and then you would say, "Do you sleep?" And he would say, "No, you sleep?" I mean, sometimes just talking about nothing is saying volumes. But what I want to get across here is make sure that you are having conversation with your husband on a daily basis. 2, be honest about the things that are bothering you. If he doesn't know, he can't work on it or help you through it. And so when they ask the question, "What's wrong?" we say, "Nothing." Okay, 1, they know something is wrong. 2, since you said nothing, they're going to take you at your word because they don't want to get into it with you, because usually what's wrong followed by nothing ends up in a whole bunch of mess, an argument, going down a path that probably had nothing to do with him or your relationship, but you made the decision to go there with him simply because he asked what's wrong. And you either didn't want to or didn't know how to express what it is you were feeling. So to that I say, just be honest. State the facts. Tell the truth. 3, communicate the good things your husband does for your marriage and family. And let him know how much you love and appreciate him for being a good husband, a good father, a good provider. And then hopefully this will make him more open to hearing the not-so-good stuff when you need to talk about it. 4, always be mindful of your words and your tone. How many times have you heard someone say, it's not what you say, but how you say it? So, again, hey, babe, what's wrong? Nothing. Versus, hey, babe, what's wrong? Oh, nothing. Everything's going to be all right. There's a difference there. The nothing says there's definitely something wrong. The, oh, nothing, everything's going to be fine, says, it might be a little something, but seemingly she has it under control, we're good. So it's all in the tone that we use along with the appropriate choice of words. 5, listen to understand your husband's concerns and point of view versus listening to formulate your best defensive reply or rebuttal. Now, if you're being honest with yourself, you have had conversations where you have no idea what your husband said. And the reason you have no idea what he said is because while he was talking, you were not hearing what he had to say. You heard words, but you weren't really listening to hear the message he was trying to deliver because you were too busy formulating your reply, your rebuttal, because this conversation was about someone has to win and someone has to lose. And what we fail to realize is in a marriage, if he loses, I lose. Period. End of discussion. But the flip side of that is also true. If he wins, I win. So one of us has to be in this argument, in this conversation, in it to win it. So one of us has to be there for both of us to win. In my marriage, my husband tends to be the person there in it to win it more often than I am. Y'all pray for him. He's such a good man. I probably would have left my butt a long time ago. But thank God my husband is not me. But there are times when I'm the person who's in it to win it. The key is that at least one of us has to be in it to win it at all times. So, again, listen to understand your husband's concerns and point of view versus listening to formulate your best defensive reply or rebuttal. 6, don't assume what your husband means by his words and actions. If something doesn't sit well with you, ask him about it. Ask him to clarify. You know, I didn't quite understand. I want to make sure I didn't misinterpret anything. So tell me what you meant by that. This will help you avoid many unnecessary arguments, silent treatment, and the infamous withholding of sex. And trust me, that's a whole other topic that we won't get into today. But women, you know that we are good at deciding that we are going to hold out on the sex because we're upset at him for something. Trust me, that is not effective, one, because eventually you're going to have sex again. And so whether or not your mission has been accomplished doesn't even matter because you're going to have sex again. So why don't we just ask questions to clarify and forego all of the miscommunication and being upset and having the argument? 7, don't tell your family and friends all of your business. As I stated earlier, when you take to the phone, social media, the internet, and you're telling everyone about this disagreement, this blow-up, this argument, how terrible he is, how trifling he is, how much you should have never married him, and then the two of you talk about it and get past it like you have in the past, your family and friends are, again, left with the words that you have spoken about your husband. So keep them out of your business. Everybody doesn't need to know everything about what's going on in your marriage. Sometimes you just need some space. You just need to walk away, take some time, cool down, and then come back with a level head and work things out with your husband. You don't know what to say, or you know what you're going to say next is going to make things worse. Shut up and pray. Oh, how I wish I had taken my own advice many, 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 many times. But sometimes you just need to shut up and pray. Now, we've come to the part of the show where we talk about putting on our big girl panties. And so what I want you to remember is, one, communication is more than just two people talking, okay? So we need to make sure that we are listening so we can truly hear and understand what is being said, what isn't being said, and what's being communicated in the silence. Number two, make it a point to listen more than you speak. I'm sure you've heard people say, you know, God gave us two ears and one mouth, so you should listen twice as much as you talk. Listening is such a crucial and vital requirement of productive and effective communication. Active listening is what you may have heard some people use, and that says that through my listening, I'm going to tend to ask questions to clarify and understand. So we want to make sure that we are listening. Again, number two, make it a point to listen more than you speak. Number three, hear what is and isn't being said. You've heard me say this a few times this morning, but it's so important. When my husband asks me what's wrong, and I say nothing, what I'm not saying is the key to what is actually going on. Now, it's not fair for me to put the burden on him to try and figure out what it is. So eventually, I need to figure out how to properly communicate to him what is actually going on so that if I need him or his support in working through it, he can be there for me. Number four, ask questions to better understand and avoid miscommunication. Again, this goes back to point number six. I'm not assuming what your husband means by his words and actions. Just ask the question. Put your pride down, get your butt off your shoulder, and ask, what do you mean by that? And not with the finger pointing and the eyes rolling and the hands on the hip. You know what I'm talking about. But sincerely saying, I don't understand, or that doesn't make sense to me, or I'm not sure if I should be offended or not, so can you please explain to me, what do you mean by that? Number five, listen with the intent to find solutions, not plan your defensive strategy. Your husband is not your enemy, or at least he shouldn't be. And so you shouldn't have to spend time devising and strategizing how to defend yourself against it. I spent a lot of time early on in my marriage planning my tactics. How am I going to respond to this? How am I going to make sure I get the upper hand? How am I going to win? And if I spent half the time trying to properly communicate to understand my husband, where he was coming from, what was required to meet his needs, to make our marriage stronger, I can only imagine how much further along we would be or how much sooner we would have gotten to where we are now. So again, if we're putting on our big girl panties, we're going to, one, remember communication is more than just two people talking. Two, make it a point to listen more than we speak. Three, hear what is and isn't being said. Four, ask questions to better understand and avoid miscommunication. And five, listen with the intent to find solutions, not plan your defensive strategy. So as we come to a close, I want to say that I'm hopeful that you have taken something away from this morning that will help you communicate more effectively and productively with your spouse, fiancé, boyfriend, significant other. And the next time someone says to you, communication is key, don't smack them. Ask them to define what key means and give you a few pointers in that. Thank you again for joining me this morning. I am Myra Okwuese Simpson, the Working Wife. I can be found on Facebook under The Working Wife. I'm on Twitter as The Working Wife. The website, www.theworkingwife.com. Join us here on the Bridal Tribe radio network 7 days a week for some really great shows. There are some awesome husbands, wives-to-be spilling out some great stuff for this thing called life and marriage. Thank you, and I hope you join us again next week.